got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
What do you think will be your biggest expense in retirement? Is it going to be skyrocketing costs of health care, medical expenses, long-term care, mortgages, food, rent? It's none of these. Your biggest expense will most likely be taxes. Hi, I'm Alfie Townshend. You're listening to Saving the Investor radio show, and I'm in studio with my great friend John Antonucci. And John, we're going to talk about some of these things that can derail people's retirement. But welcome to the show.
It's great to be here today, Alf.
Well, good. Now, John, you know, a lot of people, like we were talking earlier, are ignoring one thing that can really, you know, they concentrate on investment returns, but they're ignoring the biggest impact of their money in investments is going to be their taxes. And most people think that, you know, they have control, they don't have control over, but they really do have control over. And that's one thing in these days that they do have control over in retirement is reducing those taxes. So you do have a choice. You can needlessly really hand over thousands of dollars to the IRS every year, or you can take advantage of many legal strategies that can really readily, it's available to you right now, but a lot of people don't really know about it, and we're going to talk about that, but you know, it can save themselves a small fortune. So coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the five retirement traps that could needlessly cost you thousands and some little known strategies that could help you keep more money in your pocket.
That's right. We want you to stay tuned. There are five retirement tax traps that could needlessly cost you thousands of dollars, and Coach is going to talk about them today. Obviously, there's five of them, Coach, and you're going to talk about the first one right now. What are they?
Well, the first one is really Social Security. So people say, Alfie, you know, they come into the office all the time. They talk about Social Security. When should I take it? Well, really, when you shouldn't take it, if you're still working. You don't want to take it at 62, 63, 64 because you got to give a lot of that money back because you're only allowed to make a certain amount of money during your work and before age 65. So you at least want to wait to 65. But now full retirement age on Social Security is now in that 66 range. Depending on when you were born, it could be 66 in 4 months or 7 months. But, you know, with the way that Social Security increases rapidly, the longer you wait, you do want to wait at least to full retirement. Now, some of our clients, they wait to 70 because they don't need that money or they don't have a pension for the spouse. So they want to have the maximum for the spouse. So depending on your situation, John, everybody's situation is different. That's what makes what we do. When we call it certified financial planner. When people come in, what we're going to do is we're going to plan their retirement holistically. We're going to look at your Social Security. We're going to look at a lot of things. And so Social Security, if you, again, you're just retiring, you want to at least wait till probably full retirement age of 66. If you're still working, you do not want to take it before that time.
Yeah, it's very important. And if you save $500,000 in an IRA or 401k, you know it's not really $500,000 because you still have to pay taxes on that money, right? But here's something that will shock you. Some people will pay through the nose in taxes when they withdraw this money from their retirement accounts, while a smart and savvy few will legally pay far less taxes. This could potentially save you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes on your IRA and 401k and keep the money for yourself. Let Alfie prove to you how you could potentially save tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, and it starts with a simple conversation. So if you save $500,000 or more, be one of the first 10 callers and schedule your initial analysis with Alfie right now. Call him at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You also can email Alfie directly at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com. You know, people don't think about taxes, Coach, and obviously if you have $500,000, you think you're going to be able to spend all that, but you have a way to shelter and help them with that and avoid paying an exorbitant amount of taxes, don't you?
Well, you know, John, if they have 401ks a lot of times, or IRAs, 401k IRAs, when you retire, you know, you're only allowed to do a rollover a year now. It used to be you could, you know, that's a rollover is where they send you a check and they you made it out to you and you have like that 60 days to get that money into an account. But you want to do transfers. You want to have that money transferred into your account because you can have unlimited transfers into an IRA account. But when you retire, you got to be very careful. And we talk about 401ks. There's the typical problem with a 401k is they don't have a whole lot of managers and a whole lot of funds that you can pick from. They're limited and they're usually pretty expensive. So if you do have a 401k at work and you're not understanding it and you're still working, but you're over 59 and a half, a lot of these plans, and I want to talk about, you know, to our listeners, a lot of these plans, you're allowed to take what we call in-service withdrawals. We do that all the time. You can do an in-service withdrawal and take that money out of that 401k, and then you control it because it's better that you control it than having them control it. And, you know, the market this week, let's talk a little bit about the market this week. It's been a little up and down. We had we finally had a decent day on Thursday, John, but this week was a roller coaster because, you know, we're talking about taxes in the future. How are we going to reduce tax in the future? And we just had Congress pass their form of the bill, and now it has to hopefully, you know, it's going to go through the Senate. But as they passed it, what happened? The market went up. So a lot of now we have to get it through the Senate, and if it gets through the Senate, which already there's some senator, you know, Republicans are saying, I don't like it. I'm not going to vote for it. But we need to get tax reform.
Yeah, and it's important what you're saying because obviously those that are listening to you today think about paying taxes when they're working, but maybe they're not thinking about it in retirement. But there is a portion of taxes they have to pay as a liability on it, everything they take out, don't they?
Well, yeah. So your IRA, we call it, you know, I always call it a ticking time bomb because if you have IRA money, 401k money, IRA, at 70 and a half, you have to start taking that money out. Okay, so you have to start taking that money out. What I always say when I'm at workshops or on the TV show, if you are not needing those required minimum distributions, it's almost like a hassle because at 70 and a half, they're going to start giving this money to you, and it's over a 27-year period. That means that they're going to divide that money by 27, the next year by 26. So they want that money out of the account over, you know, they give you 27 years. Now, when I first got in the business back in 2000, it was 1983. If it was 2000, I was still 21. That'd be pretty good. I'd be a young man.
But, back to the future.
Yeah, back to the future. But back in 1983, when IRAs first... when I was first dealing with IRAs, that's how long we've been doing that, but it was a 16-year payout. So at 70, you literally had to have that money out over 16 years. Now they give us 27 years. So what I'm saying is there's some great planning that we can do to reduce your taxes. So if you do have IRAs, if you do have 401ks, you know, that you can do an in-service withdrawal, we can show you how to you know, invest that properly. But the biggest thing is, we can show you how to take that money and make it turn it into tax-free money down the road for your heirs. Because a lot of times, if you're not needing that money, there are a whole lot of things you can do with it that you can't do with it sitting in an IRA. And most people don't understand what we're doing, because their advisors they don't know anything except to give you that RMD. But there's things we can do without that RMD, John, that our listeners can take that money and pass it on to either their children or their spouse or their grandchildren. Because sometimes when a breadwinner dies and there's no pension left for that spouse, this is a better way to pass it on. Tax-free is a whole lot better than really tax deferral.
Yeah, that's important. And if you are listening and you have an IRA or 401k or other retirement account, withdrawing money from these accounts in retirement can be riddled with trap doors. And if you don't have a strategy, you could wipe out years of savings and sacrifice and needless taxes, penalties, and fees. So if you have a question about withdrawing money from your retirement account, you can call Alfie directly at 239-561-1155, or you can email him at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com. He can share some strategies that could potentially save you tens of thousands of dollars. Again, email him at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com or give him a call and sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, 239-561-1155.
That's good, John, because people do need to know what's going on inside their retirement. And when we talk about a lot of things usually on the show about, you know, finding out what your fees are and asset allocation. That is so, so important. That's why we've been talking about that for years and years and years. But if you have an IRA and you have Social Security and you have pension, you're talking about taxes that can rob you of your return. So a lot of times with investments, they're investing, they're not understanding how that investment is causing taxes on your Social Security. So a lot of times people like muni bonds, John. So muni bonds, you don't pay federal income tax on it, but what it counts towards your income for IRA purposes. So if you have IRAs, if you have 401ks, if you have retirement investment, you need to give us a call. Again, John gave you the number, but I'll give it to you again. It's 239-561-1155. Coming up next, a retirement tax trap you did not even see coming that could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars every single year. Think about that, John. If you could save $1,500 a year on taxes, you can save $10,000 a year on taxes over the course of 10 years. That's just money in your pocket. Now, it's better to be in your pocket than the government's pocket. So that's what we're talking about today, is showing you how to take some of this taxable money and make it tax-free. We'll be right back.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Hey, it's Drew Steele. World affairs, the economy, tax reform. Do you ever stop to ask, how are these world affairs going to affect my financial affairs? You need to be proactive. Ask a certified financial planner to address your critical concerns. Now, Alfie Townshend is Southwest Florida's financial planner. And in his upcoming workshop at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, he's going to discuss how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And I know from experience, I've been there. It's a must-attend event. So pick up the phone and call now, 561-1155. And seating is limited if you'd like to go. For those that have saved $500,000 or more and have never attended one of Alfie's events, call Alfie today, 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know me. You know I like people who keep their word, who say what they're going to do, then actually do it. Straight shooters, honest, dependable. They say what they mean what they say, and there's never any doubt about where they stand. Now, it's very rare to find these days, but when it comes to your finances, your retirement, it's worth going the extra mile to find someone that you can trust. Well, let me do some of the work for you. Now, you need a fiduciary and a CFP, someone who is required to always act in your best interest, who will be there when you need them. And you probably want someone who's been doing this retirement thing for over 30 years, right? Well, in Southwest Florida, that person is Alfie Townshend and his team at Advantage Retirement Group. Call Alfie now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Alfie Townshend. Now, his word is his promise. 239-561-1155.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355. And find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
While you're focused on your retirement and investment returns, that's what people focus on, is investments and returns. They're ignoring one thing a lot of times, John. They're ignoring the bigger impact on their money, on their investments. It's taxes. Welcome back. You're listening to Saving the Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, and we got a co-host here, John Antonucci. I'm Alfie Townshend. Thanks for joining us today. And, you know, this is one thing. Benjamin Franklin said there's two certainties in life, death and taxes. But Ben didn't really know that what he meant when he said that. You can control how much money you pay in taxes in retirement. This is the best time in anybody's lifetime because there's strategies that can be used. So think about this. A lot of times, John, people do not look for strategies. And I always say this, you have CPAs and they're more forward-thinking. And the your CPA, a lot of times, is not going to give you tax strategies. This is so important to understand. What your CPA is designed to do or trained to do is to look at your taxes, what you owe from last year, right? They are to look at what you have, how much your expenses are, what your deductions are, but they're looking in the rear while we're looking in the future, because we have to look at the future to take these deductions that's going to save you, and tax strategies that's going to save you thousands upon thousands, and that's just money in your pocket. So you want to really look at it in a different way. So we want forward thinking, CPAs are, I have a great CPA, but a lot of times, even our CPA, and we pay him a lot of money, he's looking at saving us money from what we already did and what we spent. What we're talking about is what your CPA can't do, but we can do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. And you do want to jot our number down. It's 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Again, John, we're talking about the five retirement tax traps that could really needlessly cost our listeners thousands and thousands of dollars every year that they don't have to have.
Well, could you pay fewer taxes in retirement? What's the most efficient way to withdraw money from your IRA or 401k? And how will you get the most out of your Social Security benefits? Let Alfie Townsend prove to you how a small handful of strategies could help you make the most out of every dollar you save for retirement. It all starts with one simple phone call, and it doesn't cost a dime, so you have nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. And sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can email him directly at Alfie, that's A-L-F-I-E, at savingtheinvestor.com.
You know, John, so why do you have IRAs, and why do you have, the government was pretty smart about IRAs because it forced people to save. Okay, now, they did get a tax deduction on that money, but now this money is growing tax deferred. So your IRA allows your tax-free contributions, but when you start withdrawing that money, you have to start paying taxes on that. This can be it could be a whole lot of money, because as that money grows tax deferred, you've never paid tax on it. So when you start to take it out, you could be in a pretty high tax bracket. There's people that I talk to, John, that say, I'm making more money now with my Social Security and my investments, my pension, than I was when I was working. And they've been, some people, they're in their 70s, I should say, and they've been retired for 15 years, 20 years already. So people are living longer. So taxes are going to be something that you have to, if you never really looked at it. Again, we talk about investments all the time. And a lot of people talk about, they get hung up on returns. And I'm all for returns. Trust me, I'm all for returns. But the bottom line is the market gave you a little bit of a taste just, for about 4 days in a row this week. 3 or 4 days that was going down. The market was going down a little bit. And don't you want to know what's going on with your taxes? Don't you want to know what's going on inside your portfolio if you're taking unnecessary risk? We're talking, this show is about reducing taxes. And a lot of times what happens is you have these IRAs, and then you have money outside of an IRA. And the money outside of IRA, you have mutual funds. And these mutual funds, when they're buying and selling, that's called turnover. These fund managers are buying and selling. And you'll know what that is, because if you ever had a 1099 that you had to pay taxes on an account that you never took any money out, that was because the fund manager sold those funds in that account. And then what he did, or she did, they went and bought new companies. So there's buying and selling going on. And when you have this buying and selling going on, that can be devastating for taxes. So you want a portfolio that has what we call a low turnover ratio. Okay, a low turnover ratio. But let's talk about these things. So this is the, one of the five retirement traps that can rob you of your returns, due to taxes. So you have a traditional IRA that you get to deduct your money, but you get to take that money out tax-free. And then you have a Roth that doesn't allow tax-free, it doesn't get you a tax deduction on the money that you put in, but you don't pay any money when you start withdrawing that money. Now that's a sweet deal. And a lot of people that come in, they've taken advantage of that Roth IRA conversion. But there's ways, if you're in a low tax bracket, if you have some write-offs, there's ways to convert. We show you how to convert that traditional IRA to a Roth, because a Roth, you do not have to start taking that money out at age 70 and a half. That Roth, you control. I always like to be in control with finances than have the government tell us what we have to do, or have, you know, your CPA tell you how much taxes you need to send in. And John, you know, whenever, when you do your taxes, I'm sure you don't like to, when that tax, your CPA, your accountant says, John, you owe this much in taxes. That's a hard check to write.
Sure. Yeah. Well, taxes do play a huge role in planning for retirement. Remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And you have more control over how much you pay in taxes in retirement than any other time in your life. How you structure your investments could have a huge impact on how much you pay Uncle Sam each and every year versus how much you actually keep in your pocket. Could you legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every year? Yes, you could. And Alfie is here to prove it to you. There's a no cost, no obligation, nothing to lose. If you save $500,000 or more towards retirement, his operators are standing by right now to take your call. 239-561-1155. Again, that's 239-561-1155. What you learn could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more, well into retirement. You also can email Alfie at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com.
You know, John, we had this person came in, it was years ago, and they were telling me about this penalty that they had with their IRA because they were on a vacation. And, you know, back in the day in the 80s and 90s, you remember they used to give you like toasters and not microwaves, but it was toasters and blenders and different appliances when you opened up a CD.
Right.
Yeah, that was big in the 80s and 70s. And so what happens was back in the 90s, there was this client or this person that came in, they became a client, but they went on a vacation, but they had these IRAs before they came with us spread all over the place. And they were all over the place, you know, at these different banks because they were shopping for the rates to get the best rate. So what happened was while they were on a trip, they were supposed to get a $10,000. It was like $10,552, something real close to that, that they were supposed to get for their required minimum distribution for that amount of CD. Well, they're on a trip, and it was in, you know, about the time January, it was at the end of December by Christmas. They're on this cruise and they come back and the bank did not send it to them. Well, they're arguing with the bank, and the bank said, well, you know, you have other IRAs. We didn't know if you took it. You know, you were supposed to contact us, and it doesn't matter whose fault it is, even if the bank's fault, or the institution's fault, it doesn't matter. It's your responsibility because you were supposed to get that. It's your responsibility to get that check. So that bank didn't send this, and now they had a 50% penalty on that $10,252 that they were supposed to take out, a 50% penalty, and then they had to pay taxes on that too. So it was way more than a 50% penalty. So what we talk about with IRAs, if you have IRAs, 401ks, and you're in retirement or you're about to retire, consolidation is the best thing for that because you don't want to pay taxes on a penalty that wasn't your fault. So you want to make sure that your IRAs are put together, that they're invested properly. Are they invested in a portfolio that doesn't have a lot of turnover? Are they invested in a real, true diversified portfolio that owns the market, you know, that's in thousands and thousands of holdings, many, many countries, and also many asset classes, because you don't want to count on just the S&P. We talk about that all the time, John, where the S&P is where a lot of people invest. But when the S&P isn't doing good, your portfolio is not going to do good. So you want to be able to make returns, you know, at different, you know, when the small caps are doing good, large caps are doing good, not just the large caps, but international. So give us a call at 239-561-1155. We're going to talk about, when we get back, we're going to talk about how to avoid taxes, as many taxes you can pay, because of the strategies that we use. And there are strategies out there, but a lot of people don't really think about it, and the advisors, a lot of them don't know about it. So we're going to talk about that on the other end of this break. 239-561-1155.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Now back to Alfie Townshend and Saving the Investor.
What do you think will be your biggest expense in retirement? Will it be your health care, long-term care, mortgage? You know, you would think it would be those, but it's not. It's going to be most likely taxes. Again, my name's Alfie Townshend. I'm your host of Saving the Investor. I'm with my co-host, John Antonucci. And today we're focusing on really investment returns where we don't focus on investment returns only, but our clients, that's what they do. Because we want to focus on investment returns and taxes to reduce taxes as much as possible. But most clients are just, you know, give me that return. How much is your portfolio returning? But they're ignoring the one thing that could be their biggest impact on their money and really their investments, John, and it's taxes. We want to reduce those taxes. So coming up on this segment, we've been revealing the five retirement traps that can needlessly cost you thousands upon thousands of dollars every year. And we're going to talk about some of these little-known strategies that can help you keep more in your pocket. And that's what it's all about, John, keeping more in your pocket and our client's pocket for sure. So we're going to talk about that. And again, we don't want to overemphasize this, but taxes are a big concern. And we have Congress just passed this tax law, their version of their bill. Now it has to go to the Senate. But there's going to be a lot of changes in standard deductions and tax rates. So we definitely want to keep you abreast of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, and you've saved over $500,000 towards retirement, you're going to find out that withdrawing money from these accounts in retirement can be riddled with trap doors. If you don't have a strategy, you could wipe out years of savings and sacrifice in needless taxes, penalties, and fees. That's what Alfie's talking about today. So if you have a question about withdrawing money from a retirement account, you can email Alfie directly at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com, or better yet, give him a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Alfie can share some strategies that could potentially save you tens of thousands of dollars over the years of your retirement. You could sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Make an appointment today, 239-561-1155.
John, we've been talking on the show. We talked about Social Security. You know, let's do a little recap. If you're just joining us, we talked about, you know, when should you take Social Security? And if you're still working, you definitely don't want to take it before 66. So just hang in there and take it at 66, because if you're still working, you're only allowed to make so much money, and then they're going to start taking that money away from you, paying it back. So 66 is full retirement. 66 usually isn't like 4 months, depending on when you were born. 66 and 7 months sometimes. Some people wait to age 70. If you don't have a pension for your spouse and you can wait to 70, that's a great thing, because they're going to get a bigger, it grows at that 8%. So it grows every year, 8%. So it's a pretty substantial difference. But I always tell our clients, you want to probably wait at least a 60, you know, that 66 full retirement age, because there's, you know, no additional penalty if you're working. In addition to that, you're going to have to pay on your Social Security. So Roosevelt said, you know, we're not going to tax Social Security. Well, it's taxed because he passed away. So it's taxed. It's taxed at 50%. It counts towards 50% of your income. Sometimes it counts as 85%. That means you have you have a pretty decent income coming in from pensions. You got to include 85% of that money on your tax return. So you're paying full, you know, whatever your tax bracket is, on 50% or as high as 85%. So we talked about that. We talked about your IRAs. If you have IRAs, you know why consolidation is so important. And if you have 401ks, you definitely, if you're 59 and a half, and you're still working or over, and you're still working, you can do what we call in-service withdrawals. And in-service withdrawals are a great thing, because that allows you to take the money out of your plan at work, bring it over here, and we can show you what we can do with it with true diversified portfolio and income planning and tax reduction strategy. So, John, one of the other traps we call is not just, you know, your Social Security trap for taxes and your IRA and 401k traps, but it's also estate planning traps. And we had, now this is as true this week, you know, came in, this person came in, and husband and wife, nice couple, and they were, you know, were putting a plan together for them. They said, you know, and I asked the question, do you have a trust and do you have your will and everything? They said, we don't have a trust, but we just did, not too long ago, we just did a will, and they have two children, and they have a good amount of money. And they said, you know, we just did our will, and the attorney said, it's better for your estate to go through probate, a case the kids aren't getting along, and I couldn't believe he said this, because then the judge will decide who gets what.
Wow.
And that is, and I said that to our paralegal that's at our office, and we have an elder law, we have an estate attorney, and then we have paralegal. I was talking to him, and he said, and Gene said, my goodness, I can't believe they're even practicing law to do that. That's just criminal. Hmm. It really is, because I said, first of all, the money that you have with us is all going to bypass probate. It's all going to bypass probate because we have named beneficiaries. But if you have a trust, what's going to happen is if you want to keep it in your family, meaning that if your son gets married, if your daughter gets married, and you want to make sure that if they got a divorce, that IRA or that money that was passed on stays in your family and their family. And there's things we can do about that. And that saves a lot of money. We're talking about this show about saving tax dollars, but we're talking about saving a lot of money that might not have to even do with taxes. In this case, estate planning is, but it deals with saving thousands and thousands of dollars because of avoiding probate.
Yeah. Well, if you could pay fewer taxes in retirement, what's the most effective way to withdraw money from your IRA or 401k? And how will you get the most out of your Social Security benefits? Let Alfie prove to you a small handful of strategies that could help you make the most out of every dollar you save for in retirement. It all starts with a simple phone call. It doesn't cost a dime, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. Give Alfie a call at 239-561-1155. He is Southwest Florida's certified financial planner. He's a fiduciary directly to you with over 30 years of experience in the business. One simple phone call could save you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more. His operators are standing by right now to take your call, 239-561-1155. And I do want to reiterate, if you already have an advisor, getting a second opinion will only benefit one person. And that one person is you. Pick up the phone, 239-561-1155.
You know, we talk about at the workshop, I emphasize why it's so important, excuse me, to have that second opinion. And I'm a perfect example, because it was just, you know, 5 weeks this past Thursday that I had my back surgery, and I told the story. So if you've heard it, you know, just bear with me. And again, we have a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon that just retired. He's our client, and he was able to look at my MRI before I went to go see my neurosurgeon in Sarasota. And he told me, the doc told me, this is what you have, and make sure, he says, you don't need a fusion, because Alpha, you don't need a fusion. You know, you have stenosis. You don't need a fusion. And sure enough, when I went to see the doctor, he told me the same thing. He said, Alpha, you have severe stenosis, someone 25 years older than you. We can clean it out. The good thing is you don't need a fusion. I shook his hand, and he was like, why are you shaking my hand? And I said, well, that's what I wanted to hear, doc, because I explained that I have a client, and he said, I said the same thing. I said, well, I'm more glad you did. The thing about it is this, you're always wanting to have a second opinion, and especially if you haven't had one since 2009, or if you've had a new portfolio over the last 2 or 3 years, everyone's been making money. But now you want to know when it doesn't make money, if you're taking unnecessary, you know, really, if you're taking unnecessary risks with the returns that you're getting. And a lot of times people are taking about 30 to 40% unnecessary risk to get that return. And the same thing we're talking about taxes, reducing taxes. But with your estate, why do you want, we have an in-house attorney, why do you want the government to get your taxes through probate? You don't. Even if your estate's under $5 million, if it's under $1 million, your hard-earned money. You worked hard. Just think about how long you worked and what you had to do to save that money, and you want it to go to your loved ones, and you don't want public record. Probate is public. That means you pass. If you don't have an estate plan, if you don't have a trust set up, you pass. Your nosy next-door neighbor can go right to the courthouse and know everything that you pass, you're passing to your kids. And what that does, it opens it up for litigation, for people that you might have owed. You know, they could have said, you know what, I loaned him a lawnmower and never got it back, or he broke it. They could file a claim against it, hold it up in probate courts. So that's what you don't want. So probate is opening it up to the public, saying, Mr. Jones died, and if anyone's owed any money, this is a time to claim it. So anytime you can avoid that is why you want to trust. Not just the money that it saves, but the other thing, the asset protector would be the trust that would be set up at our office that sets it up where you control your money from your grave. I always say that you can control it from your grave, that if you're, one of your kids gets married and you're not in love with that spouse and that spouse divorces your son or daughter, then what happens is that, you know, that's bad enough, the divorce, but they're not going to get my son's money that I worked for, or my daughter's money. And that's why you want to do something like that. And that's estate planning. And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We put a whole plan holistically together, not just reducing your taxes, not just asset allocation, not just building up a true plan for you where you're going to not run out of income, where you know your income's coming from at a reduced tax amount. But when the good Lord takes you, and your will matures, the money goes to your kids and your grandkids. If you want it to go to this, their spouse, that's okay too. You can do that. But that's very important to have an estate plan. If you want to know how to do that, again, give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. And we're going to talk more about reducing taxes and estate planning.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355. And find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor, and we've been talking about taxes, how to reduce those taxes. I'm in studio with my good friend John Antonucci, and you know, we talked about the IRAs, we talked about the 401ks, we talked about estate planning. This is a great show, John, because this is what it's all about. You know, that's what I always say, what does a financial planner do different than just someone that's an advisor? And I say, well, you know what, if there's no difference between an advisor and a certified financial planner, then why did, and we talked about this last week, why did, John, the NFL Players Association last week say, you know what, no more advising our NFL players coming out of college. You have to be a certified financial planner or a chartered financial analyst, a CFA or a CFP, to deal with the NFL players right now, because there's so many of them. made millions and millions of dollars, but by the time they retire, they're broke because of the screwy investments that people put them in. And that's why the NFL is saying, and you said it, John, last week, they make millions of dollars, so they have more money to deal with than a lot of clients that come in here.
Sure. Yeah, it's true, and that's important. And if you have an IRA, 401k, or any other type of retirement account, contributing to these retirement accounts is easy, but getting your money out is riddled with trap doors. That's what Alfie's talking about today. If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and fees that could needlessly cost you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more, during the life of your retirement. That's why you need to take action before it's too late. Let Alfie prove to you how he can help you save thousands of dollars. There's no cost, so you really have nothing to lose. So if you saved over $500,000 towards retirement, operators are standing by right now to take your call, 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. The truth is, some people will pay through their nose in taxes with their 401k or IRA, but a smart and savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands on your IRA, 401k by calling 239-561-1155 or email Alfie at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com.
John, that's so important to understand what's going on. And we talk about it, we preach it, and we talk about it on the show all the time. Know what's going on inside your portfolio, the tax consequences, your IRA consequences, we're talking about. We always talk about asset allocation, but now we're talking about really tax diversification. You have to have tax diversification because where are you going to take this money out of? Is it going to come out of your 401k? Is it going to come out of something taxable? We can show you by looking holistically at your whole plan. So that's what we want to do. We want to look at it holistically. And so we talk about tax diversification on where does that money come from? And Kiplinger has a great article about that. You know, where to take, you know, why do you need diversification with taxes? Because there's so many different vehicles out there. And we go back to, excuse me, John, we go back to the gold. And if you think about it, gold is taxed totally different. Gold is not taxed like an investment, like your stocks are taxed differently. They're taxed with what we call, capital gains, but gold is at it's like a 25% tax, much higher, like a 50% higher than other investments. But the worst thing about gold we talk about is gold a good investment for your IRA? If you listen to all the commercials or not just IRA, gold in general, you listen to everything and you would think gold's the best investment since sliced bread. And the bottom line is gold has a historical return of T-bills, which is like a 4% return, but the volatility of something like an aggressive portfolio that has like a 9% return. So you're taking all this volatility for gold and silver and these precious metals. And I say that because it's taxed different. Gold is taxed different. Precious metals are taxed different. So why have something that is taxed higher and that is one of the worst investments that you can, if you're looking to fight inflation and you're looking to take income, gold is not the key. So if you have gold, we're probably going to get some calls here, John, about gold because, people, they love their gold. But, hey, I'm not saying it's not have your gold coins and stuff like that. Just don't get carried away.
Yeah, it's true. Important. Yeah,
just don't get carried away. So, let's talk about some of these things, that I was reading about. What happens to the next market drop? And, this is something that it was an article is your plan for the next market drop. And, I didn't really want to talk about this too much because the market's going to drop. Of course it drops because if it went straight up all the time, there wouldn't be any returns. Okay, so having volatility, now this is important. I haven't said this in a while, John. Having volatility is okay. People don't like volatility, right, John? If I said, John, do you like volatility? And our listeners.
No.
As you're listening, driving, or going to the golf course, or whatever you're doing, If I asked you a question, do you like volatility? The answer would be no. But really the answer is, well, like Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story, volatility, if you're taking volatility, that's where returns come from. As the market goes down, then it starts to go back up. So we like up volatility, but not down volatility. The key is not to have too much volatility for the returns that you're getting. So a lot of people, and that's why we call it that financial MRI. It's a whole picture of your taxes, whole picture of your fees, whole picture of your accounts on how much unnecessary risk, if any, that you're taking. Now, I don't charge, and I emphasize this. If I charge you as a certified financial planner, I could charge you very, very easy $1,500 to put a plan together for what we do. And it would be, most people would pay that because it's a comprehensive plan, but I'm allowed to charge that. But I don't charge you. I'm telling you, I don't charge you to put this plan together, but it's important. Take advantage of it because what I'm giving you has true value. Don't you want to know before the market goes down what your portfolio is going to do if you're taking unnecessary risk? Why go down an extra $400,000 if you didn't have to do that? Why go down an extra $50,000 if you didn't need to do that with the returns that you're getting? Right? If it's so here's some of the, you know, this some of the quotes from people. It says, I can't take any further losses. I'm just not comfortable with losses, losing 8% of my money in 1 year. These are things that people are saying. I'm thinking about more aggressive investments when the dust settles. Well, what does all that mean? More, when's the dust going to settle? You know, we don't know when the dust is settling. So what you have, and we're not in a dusty time right now. We're in a abundance time right now. And that's the key, John. When we're in abundance mode, what happens to people? They have amnesia about the down market.
They forget.
You remember 08, John?
I remember it well.
Well, I remember it too, and it was very bad. And I remember people coming into our office during 08 with their statements not even open. They weren't even open. I'm asking, why aren't your statements open? They would say the same thing. I don't want to see how bad it is.
Yeah, fear.
Okay, I don't want to see how bad it is. So I always, you know, when we're doing the TV show, Saving the Investor TV, and talk about that, we're right on after Meet the Press on NBC every Sunday at 11 o'clock, 11 to 11:30 on NBC, right after Meet the Press, prime time. It's a half-hour show, and we talk about the things we're talking about here, how to reduce taxes, how to have a portfolio that doesn't take unnecessary risk, how to take income, where to take income from, how to pass monies on, how to protect it from estates, how to protect it from probate, how to protect it from your children's children, you know, that might spend it too fast. There's things that can be done, and that's what we do at the Advanced Retirement Group. And I'm, you know, blessed to say that it took me a long time to become a certified financial planner, and it's very, very, very hard, very hard. That's why there's not too many of us out there that can look at what you have and say, you know, you've done a great job. If I grade you, is it okay? Can I coach you? Can I grade you on your retirement? Absolutely. They'll say, if I give you a B, that's not bad, right? But don't you want to be an A+? Of course you do. And that's what we're going to do at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to put a plan together for you that will get you not just to retirement, but through retirement.
Well, if you save $500,000 in an IRA or 401k, you know it's really not $500,000 because you still have to pay taxes on that money, right? But here's something that will shock you. Some people will pay through the nose in taxes when they withdraw their money from their retirement accounts, while a smart and savvy few will legally pay far, far less taxes. Could you potentially save tens of thousands of dollars in taxes on your IRA or 401k and keep the money for yourself? Yes, you could. Let Alfie prove to you how you could potentially save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your retirement. And it all starts with a simple conversation. So if you save $500,000 or more towards retirement, give Alfie a call and schedule your initial analysis now, 239 239- 561-1155. That number is 239-561-1155. It's your choice. Pay the IRS or keep the money for yourself. Give Alfie a call, 239-561-1155.
I say keep the money yourself. And, you know, this is a great show. And last night we were able to not get much sleep because we have two new dogs. We have two new Westies, Tiger and Chloe. Tiger and Chloe, and we will, we're going to, when they get a little bit older, obviously they're only like 10 months or 10 weeks old now, but when they get a little bit older, we'll probably have them in the office as our, you know, greeters.
Mascots.
Yeah, mascots are greeters, but they're great. The little Westies, we have a boxer, Katie, and now we have two little Westies. But I love these shows. I love coaching. I love explaining things. And I hope you got a lot out of the show because we really talked about reducing taxes and what we do here different at the Advanced Retirement Group. But until next time, same place, same station. Be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.